Sí, it's Christmas.
Mamacita.
This one's for you, Mark.
¿Dónde está Santa Claus?
I love this one.
I know. I kept this one for you, dude.
And the toys that he will bring. I love it.
There's no barking animals in this one.
Okay, well, that's a selling point, if you ask me.
I don't know if I agree with that. There's something festive about those pooches, no?
No. Is there?
I think so. Oh, boy. Well, this one goes out to you, Mark. Friends, welcome. It's the 12 days of Christmas. This is day 3. And today we got some fun things to talk about, including creating a brand new holiday parade for Universal Studios. Why not? Forget the Macy's Day Parade. Let's amp it up. And today we're going to give you our versions of the brand new Christmas Spectacular at Universal Studios. Guys, are you pumped or are we jazzed to make some magic, some parade magic?
I think so.
I like a holiday parade.
Yeah, I think they need one, right? Like, is the Macy's Day one a little like, I feel like it's the same thing all the time. It's the big balloons, dancers and such. It feels like the same flavor every time. Let's stir the pot a little.
Sure. Okay. Why not?
Overwhelming excitement. I'm really enjoying it.
Does Universal really do parades?
Yeah, it has like the Macy's Day parade. Isn't that the
it
thing?
It does?
Yeah, it's like the Macy's Day parade. And
I think the only parade I've seen there is at Mardi Gras.
Oh, and how was that?
It was like a random assortment of characters. So it'd be like a minion and then those guys that are dressed as pharaohs from The Mummy on stilts. And
so,
then like,
so it's really just all the character actors they have,
yeah,
in the park.
And they're like
whatever.
Throwing beads at people. So yeah.
I mean, that's not terrible.
I would argue that Universal has the best parade.
Oh.
But it's the Universal in Osaka.
Oh, this is the Jurassic Park one with the...
Well, it has a Jurassic Park. I guess there's 4 parts to it. There's a Jurassic Park float where like the cages with the dinosaurs stop intermittently,
mm-hmm,
and the cages open and the alarms go off and the raptors just run around and torment the crowd.
Oh, cool.
And then people have to like, the workers have to like prod them back into the cages. They close back up and then off they go again for a little while until it breaks down again.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. There's a Harry Potter part. There's a Minion part. And what is the 4th? Oh, Transformers part.
Mm.
Well, it feels it's super interactive. Like they get right into it.
Well, it seems like they've done this job for us already in Osaka. Why is it not stateside?
I have no idea why.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea why they don't torment people in the States with Jurassic Park dinosaurs running around.
Yeah. I want to see some Florida raptors ripping around for a parade route. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. Or like boy and girl dancers dressed up as raptors or as other dinosaurs. Wouldn't that be something? No? Not feeling that, Miriam?
I'm less into that.
No? With little arms? Little moves with their arms?
Stepping out with my baby, taking a little top hat.
Yeah. I'm feeling that.
Like
vibe.
Alien? Yeah.
Or hello, my baby. Alien. Hello, my darling. Spaceballs?
Spaceballs.
Young Frankenstein?
What?
Putting on the Ritz.
All right. Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, well, why don't we try to make some of these parades, and maybe someone from Universal Creative is listening and they'll go, good idea, need it, want it, need it, boom, and then who knows what we'll see. Well, that'll be fun, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go first? Who wants to walk the plank?
Sure. Are we going float by float? How many floats are we doing?
It's a 3
float. Are we just doing the whole parade in one shot?
Same as always. It's a 3 float affair.
All in one.
3 float affair.
All right.
Sure.
Mark, why don't you kick things off with your amazing, spectacular, Universal Studios Holiday Parade.
Okay, I've got 2 ideas, and I'm going to blitz through the first one.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, I want a Rankin-Bass Christmas Specials Parade. I'll just leave it at that.
What is it?
Rankin-Bass? You know Rankin-Bass?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, Rankin-Bass. Dude, yeah? You look this up. Rankin-Bass. Yeah, they're the Christmas specials that look like they're claymation kind of
thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, those old. Oh, okay. Yeah.
There's a Rudolph one. There's a Frosty.
Yeah, the Snow Miser, Heat Miser one.
Mr. Heat Blister.
Yes, that one. Jack Frost is a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Day Without Christmas or the Christa.
Yes.
Oh, whatever it's called.
The Year Without Christmas.
That's the one. Christmas. That's it. With Father Time.
Yeah, I love that. What's the one with the New Year's Baby?
Yeah.
Which one was that one?
It's New Year's Baby.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
But don't all those old school claymation Christmas specials kind of like jumble into one thing? Like,
In your memory?
In my memory. I don't remember the five different movies. I remember them all being one or two movies.
There's,
you know,
there's
what I
more
mean?
Than five, believe you
oh,
me.
Oh, really? Wow.
There's a lot. There's a lot of them. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so a whole parade of that. That would a whole be parade very of that. Cute.
Yeah. I won't even get into it. I think everybody should just go home and watch these movies.
Is it Universal, like, though? Do they own the rights to that?
No. No, they don't, but they don't own the rights to a lot of things. They could get the rights if they wanted to. Nobody's doing anything.
Because if they do that, then they also acquire Elf. So that's cute.
Oh, there you go.
Like Elf, the movie.
They are
Elf?
Tied together, huh?
I didn't know they were tied together.
They are because
they had to get the rights to Rankin Bass to produce Elf.
Why?
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole special on it on Netflix.
I'm gonna look that up. I'm gonna look
very
that
great.
Up.
Great.
Well, because of the
it's
claymation
the
characters,
that made us, Holiday Edition, and it's Elf and The Nightmare Before Christmas, both great.
Oh, the movies that made us, but it's a holiday mm-hmm. edition. Oh, okay. I watched that, the non-holiday edition. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very cool. Okay, cool.
So, but if I'm going to go with an idea that Universal already owns or whatever,
mm-hmm.
My first float is going to be a Minions float where they're mm-hmm. all working in a toy shop,
yeah.
in a factory kind of thing, making toys. Except the toys are all just little Minion dolls.
What if you have one unicorn on there? Because remember, they have to make the unicorn for her, and it's like a toilet brush.
You're right. That is very cute.
Just one, though. The rest of them are Minions.
I was just thinking of what they could toss out to the kids as they, like, be in the same sort of vein as the Mardi Gras thing, where mm-hmm. they throw so many beads out. Just same kind of idea, but they're throwing these little, like, little tiny soft foam Minions out into the
cute.
Crowd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The second float is a Sing float, where all the animals of Sing are on a little moving stage, and yeah. they're singing Christmas carols.
Love it. Yeah.
Adorable.
And then the last one is your traditional final float of a Christmas parade, where there are, like, all these little houses, these rooftops, and the reindeer are all along the rooftops pulling the sleigh.
Yeah.
But the houses are all the Who houses, and riding as Santa Claus is the Grinch.
Amazing.
And then you have that actor who plays the Grinch at the park, who's, you know, usually excellent.
Yeah.
With a microphone and amplified so that he can talk to the crowd as he rolls by.
I feel like he does that already. I feel like isn't there a Grinch thing where he...
Yeah, but this is the parade version of that.
Oh, okay.
Like where he can, like, you know what I mean? Like be on
yeah.
a float.
And so, could you go and visit him now, like yeah. in his lair.
In his lair, yes.
He's the best too. And like those guys... I remember, what is he, like gave some lady an apple or ate an apple,
onion.
An onion, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just checking. Is there a Grinch parade already? I feel like there might be one. I feel like you're describing something that might have already happened.
Well, I mean, the Santa Claus parade has exactly what I'm talking about, except it's Santa Claus and he's amplified and he talks to the children and it's terrible.
And it's super lame, yeah.
He's so bad at it. And he's like, hello, kids. And he's such a bad improviser and he doesn't know what to say half the time. And yeah. I actually have him on video the first year that they amplified him. And he's like, I have a microphone now. Oh, I guess. He's like unhappy. He's like, I guess that's what we're going to do, I guess. He's like not happy about it.
Yeah.
It's on my Instagram. If you scroll yeah. back far enough on my Instagram, you can see him. Talking to the crowd.
Rail against technology.
Yeah, he's not happy about having to be mic'd up. It's so dumb.
I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I feel like the Grinch, like the Jim Carrey Grinch, mm-hmm. is like the Grinch now. Like that is the Grinch. I know they did an animated Grinch like a year ago.
It's, that one's pretty good too.
It was okay. Like to me, the Grinch is the, like, Jim Carrey nailed it.
Yeah, that's
character,
the best one,
it's the
obviously.
Best and one, yeah.
They went off of that one for the new one, definitely.
Why don't they make a follow-up? Like, why doesn't Jim get back in the green suit, man?
Well, did you know he had to go through, like, so he did one day of makeup and he freaked out about how awful it was to put on and to wear.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to quit the movie and they had to send him to Navy SEAL torture training to be able to endure the makeup every day.
Wow. That rough, eh? Wow.
So
maybe that's why. Oh, the movie is so good. He's so great. Anyway. All right. That sounds like a great parade, Mark. Like a really mm-hmm. good parade.
Real quick,
like
real
it.
Quick one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, I got a parade because I got a couple ideas that kind of maybe step on Mark's toes a little bit.
Okay.
And I don't know the order of these, but, you know, help me out here. I call the parade Who's Your Santa? It's a bunch of different people trying to be Santa. I did something similar last year. I did the Enclosters with Disney, different Santa Clauses, but this is Who's Your Santa? One of the floats, like two ideas for Universal Monsters. So either Merry Monsters, which is essentially Dracula hosting a Christmas party, you know, at Castle Dracula. And, you know, it's just like, it's just a big Christmas fest with all the guys, you know, Frankenstein is handing out body parts with bows wrapped around it. And Wolfman's chewing on a huge bone with a bow on it. Just like goofy stuff. Or I thought, if we want to be really fun, if they took the old boat from the Creature from the Black Lagoon musical and made it into a float, right? And then had all the creatures from the black, all the Universal monsters on this boat. We call it the Kringle Cruise. And they're having like a Christmas party on the boat. But we could put the Creature from the Black Lagoon on like some kind of fishing rod or line. And he could be out in front of the float looking like he's swimming. So he's off swimming, like floating over the road. And they could kind of move him around so he gets closer to the audience and stuff and swim over the audience, like on this big swivel, like a crane. Anyway, that might be fun. That's my first float. Second float is called Mega Santa's Clash in the North Pole. And it's like a North Pole setting, like a little village. And you've got on one side of the float, King Kong and a Santa beard and a Santa hat. And the other side, you have a T-Rex, also Santa beard, Santa hat. And they're fighting. But they're fighting over top of the North Pole and squashing all these little elves. And the elves are running around screaming, ah. So that's Mega Santa's Clash in the North Pole. And then for kids, because I realize I haven't done anything for kids yet. I'm just scaring everybody. I thought we could do something similar to Mark's pitch. It's a Despicable Me float. But what it is, it's Gru has made like a giant, what looks like a sleigh. Instead of having a bag in the back of the treats, he's got a cannon that fires out like toys and it shoots little minion stuffies that fly down on like parachutes into the audience. And then I thought what would be fun is instead of having reindeer, pulling his sleigh would be all the villains from the Despicable Me universe. So Scarlet Overkill, El Macho, Balthazar Brat, Vector, they're all wearing little like reindeer antlers and a nose. And they're pulling along the sleigh, kind of be funny. Yeah, so that was my Despicable Me thing. So it's called Who's Your Santa? All these different people trying to be Santas. That's it at Universal Studios live.
It's cute.
Miriam, what's your super cool parade?
Mine doesn't have a name, so we can name it if we feel like it when we're done. But it's starting with a Harry Potter Hogwarts float. I'm thinking just the Great Hall. Maybe you have like a silhouette of the castle around it, but it's open. And then like floating candles and lots of Christmas trees. And then all the main three are in there and some professors and things. I don't know. Maybe you have Dementors dancing on the outside of it.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not sure yet. What?
So the dancers are dressed kind of as Dementors?
A Yule Ball theme. So because that happens Yule Ball, in the movies and the books. And then my second float is a Jurassic Park Hanukkah float.
Nice.
I love it.
And I think you'll have maybe we're going to envision that one of the dinosaurs can breathe fire and it's going to light the menorah. And
my goodness. Ridiculous.
Yeah, just general dinosaur madness on that. But also Hanukkah.
Yeah.
You know, it's so like big dreidels maybe that dinosaurs are perched on top of and things like that.
What a combo. Hilarious.
Dancing dreidels on the outside too. And maybe the dinosaurs come off the float and terrorize the crowd with that too. And then the last float is I also have a Grinch float. So just I was thinking the giant, like a giant Who tree in the middle. And then I like the idea of the sleigh with the Grinch in it. And then Cindy Lou Who maybe on the front of the float and she's decorating the tree and things like that.
No, she should be pulling the sleigh.
No, Max. Max is going to be pulling the sleigh.
I know. Cute. I just made an idiotic image. That's just a weird image in my own head.
Of Max riding in the sleigh while Sally, Cindy Lou is down
there
pulling.
Maybe you're right. Maybe that's a better idea.
No, it's not. I promise. It's a terrible idea.
Is the dog really excited that someone else is pulling the sleigh and it's not him for a change?
Oh, he's asleep.
I thought he'd be wagging his little tail and all happy. I love Max. He's great.
He's pretty cute.
Man, he's adorbs.
That's my super spectacular holiday parade.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah, I feel like the Grinch is kind of a given, you know, like the Grinch is kind of the symbol of universal Christmas now.
Well, and Seuss Landing is so pretty at Christmas time. They really do a good job.
They do
over
a
there.
Killer job. It's so great. Yeah. What do they call the it's Grinchmas every year at Islands of Adventure. Oh, it's so great. And it's worth the wait to meet the Grinch and take a pic and have him insult you. It's awesome. Just do it. It's absolutely, it's probably my favorite meet and greet of all, of every meet and greet. They should have more. I mean, it's the difference between meeting someone that talks or not talks. You know what I mean? You know?
For sure.
Hey, Mickey, what's up? All right, cool. Yeah, all right. You know? Yeah,
good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
Have you
seen
some of those Mickeys that they have now that have like a voice element to them? Mm-hmm. You freak me out.
They got rid of them. But didn't they get rid of them? They had them for a while, but they stopped doing it.
They never did it at Disneyland. I don't know.
Yeah, it was at Disney World.
I just saw some videos and I was like, ooh, I don't like it.
Yeah, I can't remember why they got rid of them. I think it was because it created, now that other characters didn't talk, you know what I mean? Like it kind of diminished all the other characters. And I think it was going to be very expensive to outfit all the characters with little talking pieces and something. But I think there was something else to it too. I don't remember. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty crazy cool. Yeah. But yeah, the Grinch is great. Synonymous with the universal Christmas. And integrating those 8 crazy nights of Hanukkah. chef's kiss. Love that. That's beautiful.
Maybe the dragon from Hogwarts is on the back of the Hogwarts float. Nice. And he lights the menorah like backwards.
Nice.
You breathe fire onto that float.
Wait,
and
that happens. So now you have 2 floats with the Hanukkah theme?
No, instead of the dragon facing forward, it's facing backwards and it lights the menorah on the Jurassic Park float behind it.
So wait, it shoots fire from float to float? Badass. Yes. Yes.
Incredible.
Wow. The greatest effect in parade history. How many feet are you going to shoot this fire blast?
However many feet to be safe.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, or we can make it wildly dangerous. It's fine. Whatever.
Yes, please. Yes, please.
It's universal. Why not? I mean, we all remember seeing the dragon catch fire at the Disney
Maleficent,
park.
Maleficent, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this would be like, I mean, way bigger. Way crazy. All right. Well, that sounds like a cool parade. This is 3 quality parades, guys. We're just doing our part to, you know, make this way more festive for all you Universal fans out there. And so you're welcome. Enjoy those parades. All right, friends. Well, hey, that is the 3rd day of our 12 Days of Christmas. We're giving you even more fantastic holiday fun, and we're giving it to you every day. Universal Disney Christmas magic for 12 whole days. Guys, you getting tired yet? It's been 3 days. You really want? Should we just make it like the 5 days of Christmas? What do you think?
I'm already having a nap.
You're laying down for a small Christmas nap.
Oh,
yeah.
A short winter's nap.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, friends, we'll check you out tomorrow with more We Like Theme Parks and more 12 Days of Christmas
podcast.